I visited a farm this week that would test the gumption of any vet. Exposed, isolated hilltop, home to an outwintering herd of Dexters. You go to them, they do not come to you if there is a problem. But before I introduce you to the farm and the farmer, let me tell you why I ended up there. At the ploughing, the government runs many tents, a whole village of them, and they're very busy answering questions about schemes, about supports, about grants, and so on. And there is one scheme generating a lot of inquiries: National Parks and Wildlife Service's Farm Plan Scheme. Tailored plans and financial support to make the switch to high nature value farming. As Robert Edge from the NPWS told me in this 30-second pitch.
The National Parks and Wildlife Service Farm Plan Scheme is a bespoke scheme for individual farmers to join and have their farms worked and managed for nature. We provide the technical advice. We also provide financial support in order for farmers to make changes. And sometimes quite simple changes in terms of grazing regimes or mowing practices to encourage nature and to work for nature on their land.
So where acres might be a little bit more one size fits all, farm plan can be tailored and allow for farmer input.
Exactly, and that's what we try to do, is put the farmer at the centre of the process. They are the person on the ground that is going to implement that plan. But we, like I say, we provide that technical advice so that they know what to do and know when to do it in order for them to achieve more for nature.
So from the government tent at the ploughing, I went to the farm of William Nicholson in Kilkenny, who had a farm plan devised for him by the NPWS 3 years ago. His main operation is contract rearing sucklers and conventional intensive tillage. But 35 years ago, he inherited land a few miles away, an awkward parcel of land to farm at the top of the hill with no road access. Since then, it had been neither of huge benefit to him nor nature, until he turned to the NPWS for advice. If you brought me here blindfolded and then asked me to say what part of the country I was in, there is nothing about these fields that would suggest Kilkenny to me. Jeez, nothing.
That's exactly what Brendan Dunford said.
Really?
He couldn't believe, you know. And I see, when you go further here now, it's actually even more stark.
It's like dry stone walls, big lumps of limestone rock in the middle of those fields. And these spruce just bent over by the winds. It's totally west of Ireland.
There you go.
Okay, I'll hop out and do this one.
No, you're right.
No, no, I'll see where you are. I'll do it.
So you can leave it open.
William inherited this little bit of Connemara on the top of a hill in Kilkenny in 1991. There was no access to it from the road and only a pond that frequently dried up for watering livestock. It wasn't a lot of use to a farmer schooled in intensive tillage.
Yeah, sure, we'll say if we had a livestock unit to the hectare, it was as much as we could have.
Okay.
You know, so you're talking about
one lonely old cow a hectare, basically.
Exactly, yeah. that's it, exactly. Yeah, sure, we would have had sheep and sucklers back in the day. That's what mainly grazed up here.
Tell me the story about how you ended up getting involved with farm plan then.
The conservation ranger called one day to know would he be interested in it.
That's Jimmy Conroy in this part of the world.
That's right, yeah, Jimmy. And we said we'd think about it. We said we'd get back to him. And
what had he spotted?
Well, I'd say he, again, the orchids and the heather and, you know, the grasslands. And like Jimmy,
William was putting cattle and sheep out on it over the summer. Jimmy devised a plan to turn that way of farming on its head, keep the livestock off during the summer so that orchids and heathers could grow, and then in winter put hardy Dexter cattle out to graze back the grass, encouraging fresh plant growth in spring. 3.5 years later, it's worked.
That square over there, you can see the tape around it there. That's been left not to graze, to let the heather flourish.
Well, let's take a look at that.
So the Dexters will eat the heather to the clay.
Do they like it, do they, yeah?
And seemingly back in the day, all this was covered in heather. It used to be actually called Canuck Dove Black Hill from all the heather.
Look at that. That is good thick heather now, isn't yeah. it? So are you seeing any of those upland birds that like this? Are you seeing grouse?
Yeah, yeah, sure, you can see the insects flying over there now too.
Yeah.
Skylarks are very prominent up here, but they're very quiet today.
No, I see them there, look.
Oh yeah.
Look at them dancing across the horizon. Yeah. And when there were sheep up here, of course this wouldn't have had a chance, would it?
No. Yeah. Whoever's in it, they'll over eat it, both sheep and cattle.
Do you like farming this way? Farming livestock and farming nature?
Yeah, well, like, look, I'm a farmer, I'm a food producer. That's my primary aim. But up here, we can actually do both. You know, and people might say it's not farming, I don't know. But when you do something different to everyone else, it always attracts attention too.
In 2 weeks' time, a herd of Dexter cattle will be moved onto the hill and will stay there till March, come rain, hail or snow. Farming on the hill in winter is only possible now because the NPWS was able to help in applying for planning for a roadway. William would almost certainly have got planning had he applied on his own. It's just easier with a government agency in your corner.
Yeah, there was absolutely no hassle at all. And the same with fencing and all that. Like, normally in designated area, you can't put, you can replace fences that were there, but you can't create new fences without planning, basically.
Well, it's government agencies that create red tape, so it's hardly surprising that it's government agencies that can make it disappear.
Yeah, well, sure. There you go. Isn't life be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Are you a dry stone waller, William?
Not really, no. There's a bit of an art to it.
More than a bit of an art, it's PhD level.
I mean, I'd usually get built and just as you're putting on the last stone, the whole lot fall again.
Out of this farm plan, William got a roadway and a problematic part of the farm solved. The NPWS gets a special area of conservation managed for it by William. And Ireland gets a chance to avoid hefty future fines by showing it is making better efforts to comply with the all but ignored Habitats Directive. But all only as long as Farm Plan continues to receive funding. Is it a problem that it ends after 5 years?
Yes, it is a big problem.
As it would be the case with any scheme, I suppose.
Yeah, and look, NPWS staff are confident that it'll be rolled over, but at the end of the day...
You don't know.
It'll probably be down to Pascal Donoghue or someone like that.
If it doesn't roll over for another 5 years, will you be able to continue to farm in this manner?
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't be able to do it without support, because you're obviously grazing the grass that had least nutritious time. So if you were to come back and try and make money out of cattle on it, you're going to have to graze the grass during the summer.
So you'd be basically undoing everything that's happened in the course of the last 3.5 years if it doesn't continue to get support.
Yeah, well, sure, hopefully it wouldn't go back to as bad as it was, but it still wouldn't be, it would be a decline. Yeah. May and June are critical months for the flowers, like flora and fauna up here, and that's the 2 months that you don't want stock up here. If you're going back to your normal farming, they're the best months for grazing grass, like.
Gentle breeze through the trees, bit of bird song. I can see why you spend so much time up here.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I already have.
It's not like it's going to be on the radio. Or big thanks to William Nicholson in Kilkenny for letting us into his quiet place and showing us his NPWS farm plan. That's our programme for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back with you next Saturday at the same time.